Hi there, it's Helene Lerner, and this is our Dare to Live Fully podcast. And today we're talking about the economic recession and how the brunt of it falls on women and what to do. Look, folks, let's face it. It isn't fair. Life isn't fair. Bias isn't fair. It's not fair that women are paid less for doing the same job as a man. It's not fair that corporate culture is set back and not advancing as quickly as it can. It's going to take time to change. But we do not have to play victim. And many of you have taken a step backward in your jobs out of choice because you care about your family. And you know in these times, these very challenging times where we have the pandemic, where we have economic insecurity, racial unrest, the brunt does fall on the woman. However, it's your choice. And I'm going to give you some things to think about that if you really took them in, it can change your life and you can advance nevertheless. Number one, so women do work twice as hard as men and we entered the workforce later. However, being smart, being strategic is what keeps us going. And I've known C-suite leaders, one as an example, who when her father took ill, she had a C-suite job and she took a step back for several months. This is a very determined woman. When things began to change and she did what she needed to do, and she never regretted it because she loved her family very much, she came back into the workforce, and now she's the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company. So this is the example I want us to think about. You may be taking a step back. Your dream job, perhaps you can't do right now, and maybe you're even doing work on a part-time basis. Maybe you've lost your job. But for smart, strategic women, we're strong and we always come back stronger than before if we're focused. Another thought. If you're doing the brunt of the work at home and you have a significant other, you have children at home, and you're the one that's doing the work most of the time, don't let your anger fester. Your anger will only drain you. Sure, you're angry and negotiate with your partner. And if that's difficult to do, at least you've taken a stand. And then as you move forward, watch that anger and don't let it fester. Remember, you're here by choice. You chose to take care of your family, and you're an ambitious, strategic woman who will come back at the right timing. Another thought. If you've let go of a job, or if you were fired from a job, or downgraded because of this recession, don't lose your contacts. Industry contacts are very important. Keep it going. Email. Be up on the latest industry news. Keep reading. Don't get so involved in this election. We want you to get out there and vote, but don't listen to all those innuendos and crazy stuff. Listen to the election from a good trusted source and then use your energy to see what's going on in your industry, to see what's going on in your company, your old company. Who are the bosses that you're not in contact with anymore? Get that information top of your mind and make those contacts. Even though you may not be out in the same way you have in the past, and this is just a temporary setback, you can still stay connected. Here's another thought. Think of yourself as a leader. You are a leader. Just because you're not leading at your company right now doesn't mean that you never will be or that there won't be another opportunity. Look at you. You multitask. You take care of the family. You take care of things at work. You are an amazing, strong leader. And don't you ever forget that. Not one day. And this is a great time to reflect. Were there times in your career where you knew what's needed, but you didn't open up for fear of something, that you would be put down, that you wouldn't be heard, whatever it was? Reflect on how you could have made a difference if you spoke up. And remember what we're all about. It's about daring to live fully. We can be afraid, but if we have the information and we know we can make a difference, we can be afraid and take action anyway. So use this as reflective time and see if there were times where you pulled back instead of going forward. And what I'm talking about is not every issue. You know, the important ones, where your voice is needed, and let it be heard. And commit now, as you move forward, that you will do that. Are you giving yourself the credit you deserve? Look at you. You're taking care of the home. You're still involved in some ways in the workforce. You are getting focused. So when this whole episode of the virus and everything else settles down and the job market opens up, you will be out there and you will be ahead because you've kept up with your contacts and your information. Are you giving yourself the credit you deserve? So let's review. Life isn't fair. The workplace isn't fair. We all should be making more money and we should be at the top of the pack. But that's not the way it is right now, and the corporate culture will take time to change. So we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. You're thinking about those people who, even though they step back, you're going to look for stories, like I told you, of the CEO that I mentioned. People who step back, but when they came back even stronger. You're looking for those stories to inspire you. You're going to be watching your anger. Yes, it isn't easy. You're doing the brunt of the work. The people around you may not be holding up to their fair share. Once you express yourself and you negotiate the best you can, you gotta let go. And you got to watch your own anger, which will only zap your energy. So you may not have your dream job right now, but not now doesn't mean never. Never, never, never give up. Keep abreast of your industry, your company, contacts with past bosses, look at news that relates to your industry and know what's going on. Keep yourself informed and watch all that stuff about the elections. We want you to vote. Get your information from a trusted source, but don't listen to the crazy news all the time. Focus on the news that will help your career move forward. Think of yourself as a leader right now. You are. You're leading your family. You're taking care of yourself. And after you hear this podcast, maybe you'll have some tips about how to strategically move forward in ways you haven't thought about. Getting your contacts up to date, keeping abreast of industry news, making new contacts, going on Zoom sessions. You don't have to do everything in one day. I know you don't have a lot of time with all that you're doing, but you can do at least one or two things a day to keep your career going. And lastly, and you'll always hear this from me, give yourself the credit you deserve. You're doing a lot. It hasn't been easy. You've had to alter your career. You've had to alter your life. But you care. You care about your kids. You care about your family. And you absolutely care about your career and moving yourself forward, even if you have to take a temporary step back. Remember, not now doesn't mean never.